over 8 kids.
KN4TFW.
Yeah, you're by yourself this morning?
Jimmy Andrew will be on in a minute.
W4DJW. Good morning.
KN4HK.
Morning, Dave. KN4TFW. Must be.
Walk the dogs at 5 o'clock. That was 45 minutes ago. Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Patrick. Patrick, what are you doing up this early? Aren't you supposed to be learning how to sleep late?
Put my wife on that one, Dave. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
I know, it's difficult. Anyway, I'm writing code. You guys go back to it. I thought I'd just say good morning. W4DJW.
Good morning, Dave, and have fun writing code there.
See you this morning.
I'm going to meet my son for breakfast like usual. And then after that, we're supposed to go back down to Mill Springs and move some more dirt. But if they didn't get a new excavator down there, then I don't know if we'll be working today. One we had rented. It decided it wanted another couple days off. Find out till about 6:30, 7 o'clock, whether I'm working today or not, but making plans like I'm going to. We'll figure out something.
Last minute, so you can't plan anything, right?
The way it goes sometimes, but yeah, nothing like that. Can't plan anything. That's why you always got to have something planned just in case.
And for the long weekend.
Been planning anything. How about you?
My in-laws are down, and they're going to be having a surprise birthday for my brother-in-law over at his brother's house. His sisters came in from Rhode Island, so I think we're all getting together tomorrow.
Be good. I'm sure everybody will enjoy that, the family all being together. Probably doesn't happen that much with them living up in Rhode Island.
Not as much as I get together with my daughter in Kentucky a couple or three times a year. And he'll run up there to Rhode Island and visit them for a week or so. And so it should be nice.
Unusual. Family's still getting together. Most of the time when they separate like that, all they do is talk on the phone. And maybe once a year.
They get together once a year for some kind of Colombia, South America, and that, because that's where they're originally from.
Sweet. I'm glad to hear family's still doing that.
And we started with granddaughters, you know, about every other week. They meet at my house, and we have dinner together, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, keeping those traditions alive, that's a good thing. Spending time together. That's kind of like me and my son. We go have breakfast every 2 weeks, so just do what you can. Don't have to be a lot, but at least you're spending time together.
FW, yeah, roger that. I see my son, he's moving to from Anderson over to Piedmont, so that'll be a little bit closer. Maybe we can get together and do something like that.
Piedmont, pretty easy. Even cut through town, not out getting on 85.
Down there for 22 years, so I'm pretty familiar down there.
Drive from over that way quite a few years.
Some kind of forest fire or something down there along the interstate, down there about exit 40 last night.
How's that? My news has been kind of cut off the last couple weeks. Just been out of the loop.
We're supposed to get that fiber optic cable installed on Saturday morning. Hopefully that'll make a big change.
Well, they still got fiber optic laid along the side of 26, just laying on top of the ground. From the storm, they haven't got it put back in the ground yet.
I last day of our shutdown, so hopefully things can get back to normal.
I know that's gonna be an aggravating time when you just fumble around trying to figure out what to do.
It's a bolts last Friday, bolts and nuts, and then it turns out that the nuts they gave me didn't fit. The bolts were 7 threads per inch and the nuts were 8 threads per inch.
That last one a little bit, Ken, but give me just a minute. I'm going to make my way out to the car, and then I'll meet you on our big radio. Talk to you here in a minute. KO4, you get.
KW, standing by.
Morning, fellas. KO4, NXY, David.
Good, hope you're doing well this morning. KN4, GFW.
Yes, we're doing pretty good. I'm on my second cup of coffee, and I got some Amish Origins liniment that does wonders for the back pain and leg pain, so I keep a layer of it on me about every 2 hours or so, and that way I can function through the day.
It's getting old, it's not for weenies, right?
Bless his heart. You go in his house, he had a little sign, a little handwritten sign said, "Old age ain't for wimps." And when he passed away, later on I asked my brother if he knew what happened to that sign. He didn't know what happened to it, but I would have liked to have got it and put it up here in my house.
I've been trying to... We got a gym out here at work, so I've been trying to go down there about 30 minutes every day just to try to keep the joints moving, so hopefully when I get a little older, I'll still be able to function.
Yeah, I wish I'd have been a good bit more active over the last 20 years. I wouldn't be in such bad shape. It's like that old saying, if I'd have known I was going to live to be this old, I'd have took better care of myself.
And we're paying for all that stuff we thought we got by with when we were young, right?
Oh, yeah. You ever running around without a shirt outside when it was cold and jumping out of a pine tree and hitting the ground doing a roll, and got a lot of broken bones from the childhood, and those spots come back to haunt you later and hurt. So, yeah, you can definitely write about that. It's, doing stupid things when I was a kid, and I've got a T-shirt or something to the effect that I live to be this old. Well, no, what was it? It's, I'm old and wise now because the good Lord took care of me when I was young and stupid. Say something about he was going to be gone for a minute or two there.
You got big plans for the long weekend?
Not really. You know, it's supposed to be a little bit rainy Monday, and we'll probably go to church Sunday, and I might get together with a friend of mine and do lunch today. We usually try to get together about once a week, but I've been having so much back trouble, we ain't been doing much of that lately.
They'll be able to get your back fixed, and you'll be good as new.
Even had one back surgery, and it didn't really help all that much, so, but I'm getting my sugar down to lower than an 8. There's a device called a cortical stimulator, and they implant that in you and run leads under your skin to your lower spine and you know, whatever nerve section they need to get to block the pain signals from your lower spine to your brain. And it's a kind of a cross between a fancy TENS machine and a pacemaker sort of device. And anyway, I did a test run of it for about a week, and it really helped. And the only slowdown on getting it installed in me was, you know, my sugar was too high. So I think next time I'm having my sugar checked in about a week, it comes back good, and then I can go have that device done and be able to function a lot better and move around more and maybe, you know, drop some of this weight off of me. I'm way too heavy, fat for my height, and got a big old belly on me, and you know, get to doing more exercise and then lose this big belly, then, you know, the sugar will come down on its own.
You get caught in a vicious cycle. You need to lose weight, but to do that, you need to move, but your back hurts, so you can't move, and it's a big spiral.
Yes, sometimes it works that way in the mornings, but he might done be gone on a camping trip or something.
Yeah, good morning, David. Good morning again, Ken.
Morning. Well, I'm going to step back for a minute and get into this second cup of coffee and let y'all pick it up, and I'll be listening. Y'all carry on. KF4NXY.
Good to hear you this morning, and glad you're doing somewhat better anyway. Hope everything comes down with your sugar. KO4HK.
And I hope it all works out for you and you get better soon. KN4GFW. Good to hear you.
Cat show up at the house this morning.
Not yours.
They're not mine.
Grown or just kids? Somebody probably dropped them off.
Full grown. But they don't seem to be mean.
One or two in the neighborhood where I live, that they're just feral. They won't get close. They just kind of run off. And then Mayan, you know, he was just real friendly from the get-go. So he's just a neighborhood cat now.
Yeah, the wife fed these two, so they'll probably be hanging around for a while. Never really been a cat person, but oh well, as long as they stay outside.
And I don't mind an outside cat. This will be the second one we've had here, and both of them were just, you know, we found them. They were just passing through, fed them a couple of times, and they just hung around.
We'll take care of some of the things that are not supposed to be around.
He's a good mouser and a real good bird catcher.
A little room to see if Andrew was going to come in here or anybody else. Jody, one of them.
My screen's all locked up, but you can still hear me.
Must have run across something that interfered with the radio.
Power down, power back up. KN4GFW.